والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. So our discussion today is about the deep and the human sound device and how we divide different portions of the human sound system and how we distribute the makharij from those different places of this sound system. It is important to remember that human mouth, if you have those pages which I distributed to you all, human mouth is divided into five mawdhi'. Human mouth is divided into five mawdhi', five places, segments, and each of those five segments are the home of total 17 makharij. Makharij is the plural of the singular, which is makhraj. Makhraj means the place from where. The place from where you take the sound, or you create the sound, or take the sound out, from the place from where you bring the sound out, that place of where you strike your tongue, or where you, from where you bring the sound of a letter out, that place is called makhraj, and the plural is makharij. There are in total 17 makharij. That means 17 places where we either strike our tongue, or without striking our tongue, we bring the sound out from those places. There are 17 in total. And those 17 are placed in five segments inside the mouth. So human mouth is divided into five segments. We call it five mawdhi'. And the plural is mawadhi'. From those five mawadhi', we have 17 makharij of alphabets, from where we pronounce those 28 alphabets. So 28 alphabets are pronounced from 17 makharij placed in five segments of the human mouth. Is it okay? Now you place this paper which I distributed in front of you, and you can see I have explained those five mawdhi', five segments of the human mouth. First is the khayshum, that means the nose of the human. This is the mouth, and that's the neck. So the first is the nose area, is number one. We call it khayshum. That's where we bring the nasalized sound of gunna. We will learn about that. We already learned a bit about that earlier. The gunna sound, the nasalized sound comes from that. So this place of khayshum, means the nose. The place of khayshum is the home. This is the mawdhi' number one. Mawdhi' number one. And that's the home of one makhraj, which is the makhraj of gunna, the nasalized sound of noon. Let's go to the mawdhi' number two, which is the human lips. There's the mawdhi' number two, segment number two. And the segment number two, in Arabic, we call the lips as shafatain. And the singular shafatan is tasniya, the tense for two. In Arabic we have a tense for two, we call it tasniya. Shafa means one lip. So shafatan means two lips. The second mawdi', second segment of the human mouth is the lips, and which is the mawdi' number two, called shafatain, and mawdi' number two is the home of four alphabets, which I have mentioned here in your paper. You can find it. It's fa and ba and meem and waw. So there are two makhraj. That's why I wrote fa on the top of the paper and ba and meem and waw at the bottom. So you remember that fa is from one makhraj and ba and meem and waw are from the second makhraj. So this is makhraj number one, makhraj number two. Home of mawdi' number two, segment number two, is the home of two different makhraj. One is the makhraj for the alphabet fa, and makhraj number two is the home of three alphabets. Let's move to the segment number three of human mouth, which is the tongue. Human tongue. The tongue is the mawdi' number three, segment number three, and I've written on this paper, you can see segment number three, tongue, is the home of 10 makharij in total. And from those 10 makharij, 18 alphabets are pronounced through those 10 makharij. And I've already mentioned those 18. Let me write it here as well for those who are listening to the lesson from the internet. The first makhraj, from the 10 makharij, from where those 18 alphabets are pronounced, from the makhraj number 1, it belongs to Qaf. Makhraj number 2 belongs to Kaf. Makhraj number 3 belongs to three alphabets, Jim and Sheen and Ya, which is non-Maddi. Ya, we call it Ghair Maddiya. The non-Maddiya. There's two kinds of Ya. One is the Maddiya, which we will learn later. And this right now we are talking about that Ya, which is non-Maddi. So Jim, Sha, Sheen and Ya. And then the fourth makhraj. Makhraj number one, number two, number three, number four belongs to Baad. And number five belongs to Lam. And number six belongs to Noon. Number seven belongs to Ra. Number eight, makhraj number eight belongs to three alphabets, Ta and Dal and Ta. This is for makhraj number eight. Number nine belongs to Saad and Seen and Za. And last makhraj, makhraj number 10, is the home of three alphabets, Wa and Dal and Za. So these are 10 makhraj pronouncing 18 alphabets. Mawdi' number 3, segment number 3 of human mouth voice system is the home of 10 makharij from where we produce the sounds of 18 alphabets. Let's go to the makhraj number, segment number 4, where is jaw. That means the middle of the mouth. We call it jaw. Jaw in Arabic means the middle of anything. Here we are talking about mouth, so it's about the mouth. Jaw. That's the mawdi', the segment number 4. You can see on your papers, I wrote it, the makhraj number 4, jaw, the middle of the mouth, is the hometown of one makhraj. And that one makhraj is from where we pronounce three alphabets, Alif and Waw and Ya, which is now the Maddi Ya. Earlier we were talking about the non-Maddi, here we are talking about the Ya'un Maddiya, the Maddi type of Ya. Okay, so these three alphabets are pronounced from one makhraj, and that one makhraj is located in the segment number 4 of human mouth, which is Jaw, the middle of the mouth. So we pronounce the Alif from the middle of the mouth, and Waw from the middle of the mouth, and Ya, which is the Maddi type of Ya, from the middle of the mouth. Let's now move to the makhraj segment number 5, which is the Halq. Throat. Throat in Arabic is called halq. Halq is the segment number 5, the last segment of human voice system, and that's the home of 3 makharij. And from those 3 makharij, we pronounce 6 alphabets. And those 3 makharij are like this: the beginning of the halq, the middle of the halq, and the end of the halq. Like this, beginning, meet, middle, and end. These are 3 makharij. So, total 6 alphabets. So, we pronounce among those 6, first 2 are ghain and kha, which belong to the beginning of the throat. Ghain and kha are pronounced from the beginning of the throat. From the middle of the throat, we have another 2 alphabets, which are ha and ayn. They are pronounced from the middle of the throat, and from the end of the throat we also have 2 makharij, which is hamza and ha. That's from the end of the throat. So this is mawdi, segment number 5, which is home of 3 makharij, 1, 2, and 3 makharij, place from where the sound comes out, is called makharij. And from those 3 makharij, we produce the sound of 6 alphabets. 6 alphabets in total, and I explained how those 6 are divided. Is it clear? Okay, now we'll move forward to the teeth. The human teeth, I also distributed you the chart for the teeth. Let me first make this explanation. The human has 32 teeth in total for a grown-up's mouth, and in Arabic we divide those 32 teeth into 4 segments. First one, segment number 1, is called Thanaya. Segment number 2 is called Ruba'iyya. Segment number 3 of the teeth is called Anyab. And segment number 4 of human teeth is called avaras. Sanaya. So we, in these 32 teeth, of course, we have 16 on the top and 16 on the bottom. Sanaya are those of the teeth which are, you find there are two teeth in the front of the human mouth and like this. So these two teeth are called Sanaya. The front teeth, two on the top and two at the bottom, the front ones. These two are called Sanaya. Two on the top and two at the bottom. And then these two next to them, the red ones, two at the top, two at the bottom, next to the Sanaya, these are called Ruba'iyat. And then these ones which are the pointed ones, I make it green, the pointed teeth, canine teeth, the pointed ones, two on the top, two on the bottom. These are called anyab. And then these are the ones which are called avaras. Five. After the pointed teeth, all the teeth behind them, five on the top right, five on the top left, five at the bottom right, five at the bottom left, after the pointed teeth, after the canine teeth. These five are called avaras, dadhe. Among the avaras, there are three types. Avaras are further divided into three. One are called lawahik, the second are called tawahin, and the third are called nawajiz. Lawahik is the plural of dhahika. Dhahika. Maybe, ihtimalan, the reason. So these are the dhahik. The first teeth here, which I'm making black. The first teeth next to the pointed teeth. Pehli wali dhahik. The first ones are called these four, one here, one on the top right left, one at the bottom right and left. These four are called lawahik. Maybe the reason, ihtimalan, why it is called lawahik in Arabic, because it is the plural of lahika, and lahika is derived from the Arabic word of lahk. Lahk in Arabic means laughing. So when you laugh, these teeth become visible to the people. At the time of laughing, these teeth of yours are visible. So because these teeth are visible at the time of laughing, ihtimalan, that's the reason why we call them zawahik in Arabic. So the first four, tawahin, are these. And I'll make it red. Tawahin are the next three. These next three are called tawahin. So zawahik actually are four in number. Tawahin are 12 in number. And then the last ones, I make them green. And these are four, again, they are called nawajiz. Jinko hum Urdu mein akal daad kehte hain. Akal daad hain jo hai na, ye nawajiz hain. The last ones which I made green. These are the akal daad. Dandan hai ye akal. So we have four zawahik, 12 tawahin, and four nawajiz. Tawahin is from the word tahn in Arabic. Tahn means to grind something. Maybe why they are called, because when you chew the teeth, you are grinding your food through these teeth. So they are called the grinders. So this is the distribution of teeth. Is it clear? Wahik are the black ones. One, two, three, and four. With one next to the pointed teeth. One, two, three, and four, the black ones. They are wahik. So the nose is the home of one makhraj, which is makhraj of gunna. The nasalized sound of noon comes through the nose. Lips is the mawdi', the segment number two, home of two makharij. First makhraj belongs to fa, second makhraj belongs to three alphabets, ba, mim, and wa. Now, fa is very simple. The makhraj of fa is that your lower lip touches the sanaya, upper sanaya, these blue ones. Your lower lip touches the upper sanaya, these front two blue ones. Fa, fa, fa. Lower lip touches the upper sanaya. That's the makhraj of fa, through the mouth. Lower lip touches the upper sanaya, the front two upper teeth. Ba is again through the lips. It's so clear. That's the way we do it in Urdu, in Farsi, and even in English. You say B in the same way. Ba. So there's nothing much to learn, because that's already obvious. Ba, and likewise, meem, through both the lips, meem, that's also easy. Wow is also through the lips, except that we don't allow the teeth to touch our lips. When you say wow, your lips become round, like a circle. Wow, 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 like a circle. The lips do not touch the teeth. If your lips are touching the teeth, if your lower teeth are touching the upper lip, then it's wrong. So when you say wow, your teeth, it says not, wow has nothing to do with the teeth. It is pronounced through the lips only. There is no connection with the teeth at all. Don't let your teeth touch your lip. That's how you do it in Farsi or any other language, but not in Arabic. You don't let the teeth touch the lip. It has to be, your lips become round. Wow, wow. Just like a circle, lips make a circle. Wow. That's how we say it, through the lips. Let's move to the tongue. Tongue has 10 makharij and 18 alphabets. I wrote all of them here. We'll discuss it at the end because it has the largest share. Tongue has the largest share of sins for the human body, and also it has the largest share of makharij. It's 10 makharij, home of 10 makharij, and largest share of alphabets as well. So we'll discuss tongue later on. So now let's move to the next mawdi' of jaw, the segment of the middle segment. Mawdi' of jaw is the home of one makhraj. From that one makhraj, three alphabets are pronounced. Alif, from the middle of the mouth, jaw. Middle of the mouth, ah, ah. There's a stretched voice of fatha, is how alif is made. You stretch the fatha equal to two fathas, and that becomes alif. Two zabar, two fatha, ah, ah, the voice of alif. Oh, wow, you know. And ya, which is maddiya, that means a ya, which has a kasra before it. So the sound of ya, ee, that comes from the middle of the mouth. Ee, maddi, a ya, which is sakin, and before that there is a kasra, it's called ya un maddiya. So when a ya is sakin and before that it's a kasra, then it has a stretched voice. E, that comes from the middle of the mouth. So, now let's move to the fifth segment of the human voice system, and that is the halq, the throat, home of three makhrajs, pronouncing six alphabets. These are the six, the beginning of the throat, ghain and kha. Ghain, ghain and kha are pronounced from the beginning of your throat. Ghain and kha. Ghain and kha. Well, ghain and kha. Ghain and kha. And middle of the throat is ha, 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 ha. And ayn, 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 from the middle of the throat, ayn, ayn, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, ayn, ayn, that's from the middle of the throat, ha, 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 and alhamdu, alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen, alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen, ha and ayn. Ha and ayn. And from the end of the throat we have hamza and ha. Ha, this is, we call it the smaller ha in Farsi or Urdu. So this ha is easier to pronounce. But when in Arabic when you are pronouncing this ha, you lose a lot of breath. That's at the end of the halq. So if you're reading one ayat and it has ha in it, you lose a lot of breath. You may, if any ayat has a lot of ha in it, so you cannot read longer. You have to stop earlier because of the ha's in that ayat, if there are any ha's, because it loses your breath. Ha, ha, ha. That's ha is a kind of deeper voice. This is not that deep, but it takes a lot of breath. And hamza is, they call it ab'adul huruf, farthest of all the alphabets, because that's of course from the end of the throat, plus like I said earlier, the impact reaches your navel, naf. Yeah, you try saying ah, up, and you put your hand here on the navel, and you feel there's a shock, there's an impact, up, up. So it reaches till the navel. That is the farthest of all the alphabets, is Hamza, up, up. So, is that clear? Now let's move to the tongue, the small bit, the segment number 3, home of 10 makharij, producing 18 alphabets, and those 18 are here. I will erase all that. If anybody wants to have a picture of that, a photo of that before I erase it, you can do that right now before I erase. Shall I raise it? Okay. Okay. So we have the non, we have the malva on the san, the segment of the tongue, and these are the, and the 10 maharit and 18 alphabets. Now let's start about the those 18. The first of those 18, makhraj number 1, belongs to one alphabet, and that is qaf. Makhraj number 1 among those 10 makhraj. This is makhraj number 2, this is makhraj number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So this belongs to makhraj number 1, which is qaf. One alphabet comes out from that makhraj, and the makhraj's description is as follows. The end, this is the human tongue, let's suppose. The end of the human tongue, so this is the mouth of a person. Let's suppose this is the tongue. The end of the human tongue comes in contact with the uvula, zabane kuchik, kawwa jise Urdu mein kehte hain, uvula. So this end of the tongue comes in contact with the uvula, and this uvula actually is, it falls over the tongue and facing towards the throat. The uvula falls over the tongue at the end of the tongue, facing towards the throat, towards the hulk. And when it is lying over the end of the tongue, facing towards the throat, then at the time of getting separated from the tongue, the voice of qaf is produced. That's the description of the makhraj. The uvula falls on the end of the tongue and facing towards the throat, and when this uvula is getting separated from the tongue, the voice of qaf is produced. Now you can look at this map which I provided to you, and here you can see the tongue and the uvula here. Qaf. Qaf is one of the most mazloom alphabets in our Islamic societies, starting from Hyderabad, Deccan, Qaf was pronounced in Hyderabad as Kha. Isn't that right? Qaf was pronounced as Kha. So Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khala Rasulullah. So Rasulullah Khala lak bande. So Qaf becomes Kha in Hyderabad. Then Qaf traveled all the way up. It came to Punjab. Then Qaf became Qaf. Then from Punjab, it came to Iran. And Qaf became Ghain. So Qari Ghulam Abbas became Ghari Ghulam Abbas. So Qaf became Ghain, and Ghain became Qaf. Then it became, the Qaf reached Iraq. And, you know, it became Gaf, which is not existent, non-existent in Arabic. There is no alphabet like that, Gaf, but that's how they pronounce the Qaf, Mishkeit. So Gaf, in Iraq. Then you move further towards Egypt, and you find the Qaf became like a Hamza. So Thalathin Daqiqa, they call it Thalathin Da'i'a, Da'i'a, like Hamza. So this is a whole bunch of variation taking place in the alphabet. Qaf, which is the most mazloom alphabets in the Arabic. So, Qaf is pronounced from the end of the throat, the touch, the tongue, end of the tongue, touches the uvula. Uvula is lying over the end of the tongue, facing towards the throat at the time when it separates. The voice of Qaf, Qaf is produced. Inshallah, we will continue with the makhraj number 2 of Qaf. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين.